Welcome to the Torah Timach Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hanalei Rappaport, and today we will be learning Sefer Shoftim Perek He, Chapter 5. This perek is made up fully of Shiras Devorah, the Song of Devorah, which is one of the only 10 songs in the Torah and Tanakh referred to as a Shira, meaning we have lots of times that people sing and praise and thank, but there are 10 specific times in Tanakh that we call it a Shira, a song. 9 of them we've already had through our history. We are waiting for the last one, which is going to be called the Shir Chadash, the last of the songs, which will happen when Mashiach comes. A person sings Shira, a song, when you see the beginning and the end, when you see how it all came together. So for example, when the Jews left Mitzrayim, when they left Egypt, they didn't sing a Shira because they knew that the Egyptians could still come and get them. But they did sing the Shira by the Yam after they crossed Yam Suf, after they crossed the Red Sea, because then they knew there was no more threat. We saw the beginning, we saw the end, and it's over. And here, after this war, which we just had with Sisera, where Yael killed Sisera and Barak, together with Devorah HaNeviah, have gotten rid of Yavin, and the whole threat of the Canaanim are over, here they will sing a song, a Shira. It just gives us an indication how monumental this victory was. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Befro praos b'Yisrael b'Yisnadev am baruchu Hashem. When breaches are made in Yisrael, now it's unclear whether it means whether when we have breaches in our observance of the Torah or when we make breaches in other nations, but either way, clearly the only way out is b'hitnadev am, when people come and sacrifice themselves to serve Hashem spiritually by trusting Him and going to battle. And when we do win, the result has to be baruchu Hashem. We have to thank Hashem. We have to recognize that it all comes from Him. Devorah is going to be talking to the entire world. Shimu malachim, ha'azinu raznim. Listen to me, kings. Listen to me, noblemen. Anochi laHashem, anochi Ashira. I am to Hashem. I am for Hashem. I will sing the song. Azamar laHashem elokei Israel. This is a zemer. This is a song going to Hashem, the God of Israel. The nations, the kings, Klal Yisrael, and us, every single one of us, every single creation from man, plants, are created to serve Hashem. Every nation, every person, every mountain, every river has its job in the system of the leadership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody listen to me. And Pasuk Dalet, Hashem b'tzeischa m'seir. Hashem, when you came from Har Seir, b'tzeadcha m'stei Edom, and you were took your steps from the fields of Edom, you came where? You came to Har Sinai. And when you came to Har Sinai, Eretz Ra'asha Gam Shamayim Natafu, and she's describing what it looked like when Hashem gave the Torah. The whole earth was shaking, the water was dropping, the sky was dropping. Gam Avim Natafu Mayim, even the clouds were dropping water. Harim Nazlu Mifnei Hashem, and the mountains, they melted before Hashem. Zeh Sinai, Mifnei Hashem Elokei Israel. This is Sinai. The Shira begins by making a direct connection between Matan Torah and the condition of the situation of the Jews at that time, at her time. She says, why was everything shaking? Why were mountains dissolving? Why was the sky dripping? Everything was shaking because there was a real fear gripping the world. If the Jews were to accept the Torah, there would be a world. And if not, the world which had existed on Chesed for the last 2,448 years would cease to exist. Because Hashem said that I've created a world and I created the world with the intention that I would have a Jewish nation who's going to learn the Torah. If there is no Jewish nation accepting the Torah, there's no world, there's no reason for a world. The beginning of Shiras Devorah is an answer to what we spoke about yesterday, that Sisera wasn't just a physical threat, he was also a spiritual threat. He mocked and blasphemized the Jewish nation and the weakness of the Jewish nation. And she's answering with the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to me. There's a world, there's a purpose, and every person has a place to play in this purpose. And now she's going to state the problem in Pasuk Vav. Verse 6, B'mei Shamgar ben Anas, he was a shofet that we mentioned briefly. We have one pasuk about him at the end of chapter 3, but in the times of Shamgar ben Anas and B'mei Ya'el, and in the times of Ya'el, who was our heroine from the last chapter, Chadlu Arachot, the highway travel, the travel on the roads, ceased. V'holchei Nesivot, and those who had to travel on paths, Yalchu Arachot Akalkalot, they weren't able to go straight, they had to go on circuitous roads. They stopped living in unwalled cities, in Perazon, it says in Pasuk Zayin, verse 7. They couldn't because it was too unsafe. And then she says, until something changed, what changed? Ad Shekamti Devorah, Shekamti Em B'Yisrael, until I, Devorah, stood up, that I stood up as an Em B'Yisrael, as a mother of Israel. So she's describing the weak physical state of the Jews, and she understands that the solution is going to be, as we're going to see, the spreading of Torah. Because the whole problem here of the Shoftim is that there's not enough Torah learning. We have a lot of safety guards today in our exile. We have a lot of problems and a lot of difficulties, but so much has expanded in Torah learning. We have the Takanos and the Gzeros that Chazal made. We have the Torah Shebaal Peh that has been written down that we have today to protect us. It all wasn't there. And there's this terrible, terrible weakness. Without the Torah, what will keep this nation strong? As we'll see, the Talmidei Chachamim weren't going out. They were waiting for people to come to them. This is the terrible cycle of the Shoftim that we keep on coming up to. Not enough leadership, not enough consistent Torah learning. And this is what she wants to change. She calls herself, and in essence what she really is, an Em B'Yisrael, a mother. Metzudas David compares Devorah's capacity to inspire positive change with a mother's ability to admonish and to shape her children in a way that encourages rather than discourages. The Malbim comments that like a mother, Devorah in effect gives birth, in this case to a nation that will emerge with a completely new sense of self. As we spoke about last class, we see examples of how Devorah used her ability to inspire, not to go out and inspire a whole nation at the beginning, but first to inspire herself, her husband. Very often it's the small changes that we make in ourselves and in our families which really change the world. There's a famous story of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter where he said, I started off wanting to change the world, and I tried, and nobody listened to me, so I said, okay, fine, then I'll just change my city. He said, and I tried, and nobody listened, so I said, I'll change my neighborhood, and nobody listened. And he said, so I'll change my family, and they didn't listen either, so he said, I guess I'll just change myself. And then he said, and I looked around, and I saw, behold, I had changed the whole world. Devorah makes the small changes, sending her husband, as we spoke about Lapidus, with his little wicks to the Mishkan, and we see how she has this ability to lift people up. However, there is a little bit of a problem with what she says. There's a little bit of gaiva, a little bit of haughtiness here, until I stood up and changed things, and we'll see that her nevuah is actually going to disappear. We'll see in a few psukim from now, she's going to have to call it back. She's going to have to say, please, please come back, my nevuah, because nevuah represents the closest level of connection to Hashem there is, which means that there, in the bonding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there cannot be any mechitza, there cannot be any barrier, and gaiva, haughtiness, in the minute sense that we see it here in Devorah, is going to act as a barrier between herself and the ability to get nevuah. Pasuk Tes, in verse 9, she comes up with her solution. What is the solution to this problem, to this weakness that I see? Libi l'chokakei Yisrael. My heart is for the ones who pass the laws in Yisrael, the Talmidei Chachamim. Let them go out again, hamisnavdvim ba'am, those who devote themselves to the nation, Baruchu Hashem, and bless Hashem. In Pasuk Yud, in verse 10, we talk about all the different kinds of people who walk on the road. Now, we could understand this on a pshat, on a very literal level. Rochvei asonot tzchorot. We have those who are riding on white donkeys. These are the wealthy people. Yoshvei al-midin, those who discuss different laws. These are the learned people. V'holchei al-derech, and those who just walk on the road because they can't afford the donkeys. In any case, sichu, go out. You can go out now. It's safe to go out now. Chazal say that this is a reference to the Talmidei Chachamim. Those who are on Asonot Zchorot are Talmidei Chachamim, Yoshvei Al Midin. These are Danim Din Emes. These are the Shoftim. Repave these roads in the right way. Have the wise people go out and spread Torah. Don't sit at home and wait. And then it will be safe to go out. Really, the Shira can end here, but there are a few side issues that have to be taken care of. So in Pasuk Yudbeis, in verse 12, Uri, Uri, Devorah, Uri, Uri, Dabri Shir, wake up, Devorah. Go and sing a song. Either she's strengthening herself, strengthen your song because there's more to say, or, like we said, because she had praised herself, she had lost her nevuah, and she had to wake herself up again so that she could sing a song. The next part of the Shira talks about how some of the Shvatim came to fight and some did not. And she praises those who came to fight, Ephraim, Binyamin, Machir, who was part of Menashe, Zvulun, Yisachar, Naphtali, thank you for fighting. And then there were those who didn't come to fight, Reuven and Gad, who stayed behind the Yarden, Dan, who stayed by his ships, and Asher, who stayed by the seashore. Lama Yashafta, Bein HaMishpatayim, how is it possible that you sat by the borders and you didn't come? Lishma Shrikos Adarim, you heard the cries, you heard the flock screaming, and yet you sat back. And she said, and you missed out because there were so many great miracles that happened. Like we mentioned last class, the victory was not a physical victory. Yes, they did have to fight a physical fight, but as it says in Pasuk Chaf in verse 20, Min Shamayim Nilchamu, the skies helped fight. Hakochavim im silosam nilchamu im sisra, the stars in their pathways and their trajectories, they came to fight in Sisra. Like we said, they heated up the chariots so they were unusable. Specific attention is given in Pasuk Chaf Gimel in verse 23 to Meroz. Oru Meroz, cursed be Meroz, Amar Malach Hashem. Oru Arar Yoshveha. Now it's unclear whether Meroz is a person or it's a city, but Kilo Ba'u Le'ezras Hashem, Le'ezras Hashem B'Giborim. You have to come and help. You can't sit back. The Rambam says a person who is Porish Midarchei Tzibor, even a person who separates himself from what the Tzibor is going through, Afal Pishalo Avar Averos, even if he doesn't transgress any sins, but he separates himself from Adas Yisrael and he doesn't do what they're doing, then he says it very strongly, Ein lo chelek le'olam haba. He has no chelek in olam haba. Everybody has to contribute in whichever way they do contribute, but you have to be part of the Tzibor. The Tzibor is going through something, you need to. And you, Meroz, you didn't come. You're an important person. And had you come, other people would have come too. And in contrast, look at the one woman who wasn't necessarily even part of the Jewish nation. She came from the family of Yisro. Unclear what her nationhood was, what her nationality was. But Yael, she, with tremendous, tremendous sacrifice, is the person who kills Sisra. Pasuk Chaf Dalet, verse 24, Tivarach Minashim Yael, Eshes Chever HaKeni. Blessed by woman, from all women, is Yael, Eshes Chever HaKeni, Minashim Ba'ohel Tivarach. She is more blessed than the woman in the tent. Why? Because what would have been the point of the Imahais having all their children and all the generations, and without Yael, say the Mefarshim, Ve'ilmalei Yael, without Yael, Haya Rasha Zeba Uma Abdan, this Rasha would have come and destroyed them. And again, it just gives us an understanding of how difficult this battle was, how crucial it was. Lastly, we're given a glimpse as to what's going on in Sisra's palace. Again, Sisra is the terrible, terrifying general of the army, and his mother is waiting for her son to come back, as he always does. Pasuk Chafres, verse 28, Biad hachalon nishkafa, she's looking out of her window, Vatiyabib, Eim Sisra, and she is crying, Ba'ada Shnav, she's looking out on the windowsill, Madua boshesh richfo lavo, where is he? Why is his chariot coming so late? And the woman there are trying to encourage her in Pasuk Lamed 30, Halonim tu'u yichalku shalal. You know what he's doing? He's separating the spoils. He's giving out the spoils. And then a terrible image. Racham, rachamasayim l'rosh gever. Each one of the soldiers is raping one or two girls. They're having fun. Don't worry about him. He's coming. Reb Yosef Elbo, describing the difference between nevuah and astrology, says that in astrology there is power, and they were able to see Sisera, and they were able to see shlal tzvaim. They were able to see an abundance of colors there, and they didn't know what it meant, so they built their own explanation. They said that there's colorful scarves and embroidery, and there's two women. They couldn't imagine that the shlal tzva'im, that the abundance of colors that they saw was the blood of Sisera. And of course, the two women for the head of the gever were the two women, Yael and Devorah, who were responsible for killing Sisera and for vanquishing him. And yet, interestingly, we're told that the mother of Sisera cried 100 tears. And because of her 100 tears, we counteracted by blowing 100 times on Rosh Hashanah. Which is incredible. We have no better role model. We have no better person to take this from. We have no better person to be thinking about on Rosh Hashanah. But it tells us that the power of a mother's tears, and we should never forget that even the mother of Sisera crying tears and being comforted by hearing that, no, don't worry, Sisera is busy with his men and they're doing terrible acts. But she cried. And we should never underestimate the power of our tears. If the power of Sisera's mother's tears means that for thousands of years after that, we're all listening to 100 blows of the shofar to counteract her tears. And then we end with Pasuk Lamed Aleph, with the tefillah that we continue to ask. We continue to say the same tefillah because we're not in such a great place yet. Pasuk Lamed Aleph 31. Kein yovdu kol avecha Hashem. Hashem, the same way you took care of Sisera and you took care of Yavin, may you take care of all of your enemies, Hashem, v'ohavav, and those who love him, us, we who love Hashem. We should be ketzeis Hashemesh b'gvurasei. The strength of the sun as it goes out in its strength, that should be us. Those like Sisera and his ilk should be destroyed and devastated. And then the parak ends with Vatishkot Haaretz Arba'im Shana, and we have 40 years of peace. Thank you for learning in memory of our dear grandmothers, Miriam Schenker, Rachel Friedman, Teresa Schreiber, and Bella Oppenheimer, Aleihem HaShalom, Neshot Chayel, who lived with the utmost commitment to Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim despite the physical and spiritual challenges they faced living in the United States, Israel, or Europe. May their example continue to inspire our families and the family of Klal Yisrael, Nina and Chaim Schenker.